Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
We love you. We love you. You know, one of the reporters just asked me, why don't you do town hall meetings? I said, because we have now the equivalent. I don't know if you know, there's another room this size where it's packed also. So we have 5,000 people. And if we do town halls, we'll be doing about 200 a day, and we still won't be able to catch up.
Well, that, of course, is Donald Trump in Milford, New Hampshire, just last night, his first event there since his second-place finish in Iowa. However, today, Trump is not in New Hampshire at all. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz has 5 meet-and-greet events in New Hampshire today. Marco Rubio has 4, and the rest of the candidates will be crisscrossing the state as well. So how is it that even with Trump's no-show in the Granite State today, the latest poll from UMass Channel 7 shows Trump with a 24-point lead in the New Hampshire Republican primary race? Well, that's exactly why Andrew Klein says that if Donald Trump wins in New Hampshire on Tuesday, it could spell the end of the importance of the Granite State's first-in-the-nation primary. Klein is a former editorial page editor at the New Hampshire Union Leader, and he wrote about this recently in the Boston Globe. He joins us now from the studios of New Hampshire Public Radio in Concord. Andrew Klein, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. Good to be here.
It's great to have you. So first of all, you gave a couple justifications for your strong-worded statement that a Trump win could undermine New Hampshire's sort of primacy as a primary. Why?
Well, there are a couple of reasons for that. But just to be kind of succinct, New Hampshire has this great it's a place where the smaller players, the smaller, lesser-known candidates with less money can come, and the playing field is level. So it's a very small state. It's very tightly compact. And it doesn't have a huge media market. So you can come here without a lot of money and a lot of name ID and without the backing of the establishment of your party, and you can campaign really hard. And if you connect with people, you have a real shot at winning the primary moving on.
Right. Classic retail politics. You can actually really plug in with real voters. Right.
Sure. And it doesn't always work, but it sometimes does. So it's a venue that allows that to happen. So what Trump has figured out is a way to win New Hampshire without having being the party establishment leader and without doing the retail campaigning. And that poses, I think, a real long-term threat to the primary. And what Trump is, you know, kind of figured out here is that he's a celebrity. He's got 100% name recognition, and he's learned how to manipulate the media to get saturation coverage every single day. Right. So he's not in New Hampshire today, but we're talking about it.
Right.
He's not in New Hampshire today, but I was just on CNN in the middle of the day and I was asked about Trump. He is the story, even when he's not here. And what that does is it prevents some of the lesser known candidates from getting that coverage that might allow them to rise up and take on the bigger candidate.
So the media saturation, one part. But there's another part which you brought up in your Globe piece, which I think is worth a discussion here. And that is this idea that because voters get to get close to the candidates in New Hampshire, that Granite State voters essentially can vet them better, right? I mean, like, I've been to a lot of primary events, and the questions actually are good. They're thoughtful. Mm-hmm. They're detailed. You know, Granite State voters know their politics and their policies. But if Trump isn't even doing these kinds of events, there isn't that intimacy there, and yet he's leading in the polls, what does it say about New Hampshire voters' ability to accurately or intelligently vet the candidate this time around?
Right. Well, that's the question. And that's the question that not only will party leaders ask in the future, but other candidates will ask in the future. And you know, that's where it's sort of a two-pronged problem for New Hampshire. You know, the founder of C-SPAN, Brian Lamb, from him all the way up to current young political reporters who cover this, they all will tell you, having covered primaries for years, that New Hampshire voters really do, on average, ask better, smarter, more informed questions. When you have a Trump coming in, not interacting with voters in that way, but just thriving on this cult of celebrity personality, you sort of bypass all that. And so in the future, not only will you have potentially, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it definitely is a risk. If Trump wins without getting vetted by New Hampshire, then you have people in the future saying, well, why even bother with New Hampshire? If we're not going to let the voters vet the candidates there, you've got that problem. But also, think about the other candidates who might come in the future. If they're looking at this going, okay, there's another big celebrity who might get in this race. I'm not going to stand a chance of getting air coverage, of getting any coverage or any traction in New Hampshire because we've got another Trump running. So if people figure out this sort of Trump pattern, it could dissuade people from competing heavily in New Hampshire. And then you've got the establishment trying to knock New Hampshire out and the candidates saying, yeah, why bother? And then New Hampshire is adrift.
Well, so there's a sense that maybe candidates don't necessarily need to be put through their paces the way they used to be in New Hampshire. But Andrew Klein, I've got to ask you, isn't this kind of a tempest in a teapot? Because up until Monday night, Trump was ahead in the polls in Iowa, too, but Ted Cruz wins. So, you know, the polling is a highly inexact art, it feels like, especially in this day and age. Could Granite State voters still surprise us?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And so what are we worried about?
Well, it's not so much a worry as just thinking out loud, right? So you see the poll numbers, and, you know, that's what I do. I kind of think about these kinds of things, and I can foresee scenarios in which Trump wins New Hampshire, and that spells a problem for New Hampshire down the road in terms of maintaining its first in the nation status. And I think that's a real serious threat if Trump wins. Now, as you know, Granite Staters make up their minds in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of time left for voters in the Granite State to change their minds and go with somebody else.
And full disclosure, you have endorsed Marco Rubio, right?
Right. Just as a personal endorsement. Right. Although my piece on Trump has nothing to do with the Rubio campaign.
Yeah. But so as a final thought then, I'm wondering, is there any part of you, I mean, you were at the union leader for a long time. You've mm-hmm. watched this process through and through again and again. Do you think that Trump might show up more in these last couple of days because maybe even possibly because of his second place finish in Iowa?
Well, he should.
You're basically asking him to, right?
I mean, you know, but I've given up trying to figure out the Trump campaign. So I don't know what they're doing. I mean, his campaign manager is from New Hampshire. He knows how it works. He ought to be here. The fact that he's not is interesting, and it's a mistake, just like he made the mistake of not going to that last Republican debate, and I think it cost him Iowa. You know, the more he stays out of New Hampshire, the better it is for the New Hampshire primary, I think, and for the other candidates.
Well, Andrew Klein is a former editorial page editor of the New Hampshire Union Leader. You can find a link to his piece on Donald Trump and the New Hampshire primary at our website, radioboston.org. Andrew Klein, thanks so much.
My pleasure.